Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Just a couple dudes being brobays.
Just a couple naked dudes being straight. Just naked and being straight.
I mean, there's nothing better.
Nothing better than being naked with your boys and just reminding each other that you are straight.
That you two are the straightest men in the world.
I can't tell you how many, like, not even friends, because I never considered them a friend. I just feel like, why are you naked right now? Like, we're just hanging out. Why did you get naked?
Dude, I thought we were just going to get drinks. Why is your cock out?
That would always be the case. They would just strip down to, like, you know, a thong.
Dude, I'm not in the mood. Can you just put your clothes back on? I understand that, like, you're straight.
Dude, it's hot. It's hot, bro.
It's hot down there. I gotta let them breathe.
It's hot out here, bro. What are you, fucking gay? No, I just... You're steering away everyone.
Just at least put some shorts on or something, okay? You can leave the shirt off.
You got your own corner jerking off. All the chicks left, okay? Can you just please, for me?
Just in the corner, straight jorking it, all right?
Put these panties
on,
bro.
Good. Scaring away the competition.
I did. I had this one friend who would just constantly... He was gay. He had to be gay. He just would 100%. Oh, we've had one beer. All right, I'm getting naked.
I think you're talking about yourself.
I had a point where I would also get naked because I was looking good. I don't look good anymore, so.
What do you mean you always look good, dude?
Oh, thanks. Thanks, bro bae. Thank
you.
You're
welcome, bro bae.
That was the point where I had, like, you know, washboard abs.
Yeah.
And then, like, nice, you know, Terry Crews tits. So I'd always take my shirt off. But, like, fuck yeah, dude. I work for this. I'll take my shirt off.
I always love the term washboard abs because I always think of, like, what if it was just washboard ab? Just one singular, like, one giant ab.
That would be cool. I mean, that's what I got now. It's just like a hard gut.
But I'm saying like there is a like defined.
There's one little square.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I'd rock that too.
Yeah, dude. I got a washboard ab. Huh?
You mean washboard abs? No, washboard abs.
Check this out. It's just like a circle.
Yeah, you just
of
got a
pure
little
muscle.
Looks like a chiclet.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been working on this. It's taking a long time to get to this point, but I'm proud.
You want to take a shot off this? All my bro bays out there, you just keep on grinding. One day you'll have a chitlet ab.
That would look
Joe,
so
I do a shout out of your belly button.
Okay.
I feel close enough to you.
Yeah, I think we've been doing this show long enough.
Yeah.
That's our next step. Long. That's our next step in our friendship.
Our next step is being gay. Yeah.
You meet each other in the FedEx on the FedEx floor, and then you step it up to creating a podcast.
It's a tale as old as time.
To take shots out of each other's belly buttons.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Are we rolling?
We've been rolling for like 5 minutes.
All right, awesome. What I wanted to tell you about was unfortunate names.
Unfortunate names? Like
unfortunate names.
Like giving babies names that they will regret for the rest of their lives.
No, that's just called being a bad mother. What I was talking about is names that did not age well. Or I guess they would be, well,
kind of like I'm trying to think of like you mean like bring back an old name? Kind of.
Well, I was more thinking like I have two real life examples and I'm just wanting to share them.
Okay.
And I'm also thinking like there's no possible way that was intentional. So one is it's Michael Bolton.
Okay.
You're not going to think that's as hilarious as me, are you?
Yeah.
There's a grown man named Michael Bolton.
I don't know.
Like, it's a real person I know. Michael Bolton, the singer, is also a joke from Office Space of a guy at an office named Michael Bolton.
Yeah, I never seen Office Space, so that won't.
Oh my god, dude. God damn. All right. First homework assignment.
Yep.
Watch Michael Bolton. Okay, second one. I know someone who is named Lisa Ann.
The one that nothing. Just got arrested? Oh, no, I got that one.
Oh, okay.
And so is this this one's not a film star, I'm gonna assume.
No, I do not personally know the Lisa Ann. This is just some random person.
Okay. Right. But she also did not get arrested the other day at that what's his name's show?
Did my BBG get arrested at Kanye
what's
show
his fucking name? Matt Rife. You didn't see
I
that?
Don't know who that is. I don't know who that is now.
No, Lisa Ann got arrested the other day. The film star. Let's be clear.
not the office worker.
Yeah. No. So
what did BBG do?
I don't know. I don't know the full story, and I don't really care. But Matt Rife, who's some shitty stand-up comedian, kind of blew up on TikTok, and then he immediately got, like, all of his fame went away because he made some shitty joke, and it was bad. But he was having a stand-up show, and Lisa Ann was there, and the video that went viral was that she was handcuffed and being dragged away by cops. And she was like, I didn't do anything wrong, blah, 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 blah. But turns out she was, like, on her phone and, like, being obnoxious or whatever. I don't know the true story. I don't really care. But let my queen go. That's all I got to say. I don't give a fuck about Matt Rife. He's annoying as fuck.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know who the fuck Matt Rife is.
Don't
let my queen go.
Yeah, don't. He blew up on TikTok, and from that fame, he thought he was the funniest guy in the world. And then he did some plastic surgery on his already ugly face, made his face even worse. And then he made some joke about I don't even know. I don't even know what joke he said, but it was basically calling you retarded if you didn't find his jokes funny. And then people were like, they're like, you can't say that. And then he
it's
would
kind of
like
the opposite of us. If like you find us funny, like you're a retard. You're like a retarded racist.
Yeah.
If you find us funny.
But he would, like, in response to some of the people that were, like, being triggered by it, he would send them a link to, like, the little head, like the helmets, like that children wear, you know, like the little babies wear on their head, like,
yeah,
those
the
like
bike helmets.
Yeah, the bike helmets. He linked to those.
Yeah.
In response, and then everyone like wanted to cancel him, and I was like, I mean, that's a pretty,
it's pretty funny.
It's a pretty funny response, but like his jokes are not funny.
Yeah, like I said, I've never heard him.
Yeah,
but no, we should send that to all our listeners. Honestly,
the bike helmets,
the little baby boys,
little baby boy helmet.
We're just trying to take care of the
bro bay helmet.
Yeah, the Bro Bay helmet. We should monetize that, honestly, yeah. Put a little Joe Show sticker on the front of the helmets.
And it's not like...
And then like the Confederate flag on the side. And then
it will be on the inside. We'll have it on the inside.
Be our faces with thumbs up. Mom, please. Let me get the Dozo helmet.
They say I was their number one fan.
Just the mom chain smoking.
I ain't getting you some damn helmet.
Shut the fuck up.
Blows a smoke
right
in his
face. Shut the fuck up, you accident. I'm just taking you for the check. Alright, you little cocksucker.
Go make yourself a
sandwich.
That'd
be me as a mom. That's my mom. That's me as a mom, too.
Yeah, that won't be me as a mom.
You'll be a good mom?
Yeah.
I believe you will.
Thanks, dude.
You would be. You'd be like, no Lunchables for you. I'll pack your lunch. I remember.
Don't fret, young one. Don't fret,
that's
young lad. No Lunchables for you. I'll pack your sandwich. Would you like tomato?
This is the only thing I remember.
Would you like your bread toasted?
I didn't eat school lunch. And I would never be seen with Lunchables.
I'd never be seen with Lunchables in my lunchbox. Ever.
Home-packed sandwiches by Joe.
Yeah, instead of Lunchables, I will just sell repackaged sandwiches that I make.
Bologna by Joe. Joe's
sandwiches. I mean, they pretty much do that already. With those.
Oh yeah, those are actually those are.
Well, okay. I'm thinking of the I forgot the brand name, but FedEx started selling them in like the vending machine. They had like subs and shit, and they had like these packaged sandwiches. They sucked.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
But.
No, I've had like one gas station. I've had a lot of gas station sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that slaps. It's like some fancy bologna. It's like Armenian bologna. Some Middle Eastern bologna. Oh, it's Armenians really good.
Are making your sandwich.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. That would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
I just join ISIS as a child. Like, I'll pack you a sandwich.
You go to sign up I just wanted my bologna sandwich. I had it the other day at the gas station. I thought it slaps. I was kind of hoping I'd get some more of those if I, you know.
No, my friend.
What you do
die
mean?
For Allah tonight.
I mean,
I'll go to school.
I mean, yeah, that's.
They hand you a gun. They're like, go to school. All right. Cool.
Okay. But there's a lunch break. Like, I go to lunch, right? And I get that bologna sandwich after.
Sure, sure, sure. You come back and I pack you other bologna sandwich.
Okay. Oh, so I get two sandwiches today. That's cool. All right. Yeah.
No, no, no. Tomorrow, just take this one.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, like, what else is on the sandwich other than bologna, you know? Or, you know, mustard or any cheese on it? Yeah, I don't know what that is.
No, they just plug their ears and just go. Oh. La, 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 la.
No, he's still going. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Is there going to be cheese on this or not? Like, I gotta know. All right, I'm a very picky eater. Okay,
I'm a picky eater. I'm not down. I'm not
You're
down
like
with
loading
brown.
The gun up and everything. Like, I'm a picky eater. Like, I kind of know these things. I need to know if I need to pack more with this lunch. Do I need chips or anything? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta match the chips with the cheese that's on the sandwich. I need crunch to sandwich ratio. Okay.
And are they going to be, you know, plain chips, salt and vinegar, or are they going to be barbecue? Like,
what is this poor shit? Is there like a snack or?
So like, this is going to be this is going to be a 3-course meal, right?
Where's you the know? Turkey on this thing?
Lettuce, or is it going to be kale or? Like
arugula,
spinach. I mean, that's not gonna go well with that. But I'm not a huge fan of spinach, so
I like arugula on a sandwich. Though, could I could all spare some of that? You know what I mean? You know what I mean, brother in arms, as you call yourself,
and Allah. You know, Allah.
Allah. The fuck's it? Let me ask you, what's Allah doing for me? I've always been asked what can I do for Allah, but what is Allah doing for me?
Does he make the sandwiches? Is he the chef?
Yeah, I want to speak to your Allah.
Oh
That's got to be like a common conversation with people. What is Allah doing for me? Can I speak to Allah? I'd like to speak to the Allah.
I'm going to be sending some complaints to your Allah.
Allah's going to be hearing from me. Okay.
You know, I spoke to your Allah last night. I put a complaint in about you with your stupid fucking sandwiches.
I left a review on Yelp. I just want you to have a heads up. But your Allah will be hearing from me.
You go on Yelp or whatever, and you find an Allah, and it's just like some Indian guy. He's like at the beach with like sunglasses on, and he's like that typical selfie picture. It just says,
it'd be funny to just start leaving reviews at like Muslim restaurants. You know, my son killed himself for your God, so if you could just stop serving hummus.
Hummus.
It'd be so funny for like LinkedIn job reviews for like ISIS or something like that.
Looking at job posts or the
looking at job posts.
Job postings, but I was thinking of like the, you know, when they, I mean it's like the normal social media post, but like for their business. Like their year end review, their like analytics and stuff. And it's all coming from Allah.
Do businesses leave that? Like, they leave a review of the, like on LinkedIn? Because I will look up ISIS and see if that comes anything.
I mean, I didn't have it on my phone.
2001. Look it up, though. 2001 would have been a great review. Great job, everybody. A pizza parlor for... Yeah, 2001, they definitely had a pizza party.
Oh, yeah. Pizza party and cupcakes.
Oh, for sure. 2006, probably not as happy.
Yeah.
And probably, you know, like... Guys, we need to pick it up. Hey, things are not chill down at HQ.
And then, 2011. That was a great day for us, but not for them.
What happened in 2011?
Osama bin Laden died.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That one, they had a big old meeting and they had to let some people go for sure.
Probably picked back up at like 2021.
Yeah.
Morale was high.
Morale was high because of COVID.
But wasn't it? Or was it? Yeah, 2021. No, that's when they like got all of our military stuff.
Oh yeah.
I'm remembering the year right. That whole like decade kind of flew by.
from 2020 to now has been a fucking blur.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I'm 25 now.
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
I don't feel like I'm 25.
Happy birthday, Brother Joe.
Thanks. But anyway, back to
what's
terrorism.
What's 25 feel like?
It's a simultaneous feeling of I still feel like I'm 22, like in college, and the other half is like I'm already 30 years old.
Hell yeah, it's time to join ISIS, brother.
It's the best time to do it.
Getting out of college. don't know what to do with your life. Why don't you join ISIS?
Yeah, I got a degree and everything. I have no idea what to use the degree servant. For. So.
Yeah. Go I'll be have, of service have Allah, to them.
I'll have Allah look at my resume. Worked at a movie theater. Moved some boxes. Ah. Exactly.
You know what? Yeah, you pretty much have like two options. Terrorist or communist.
Yeah.
Or terrorist communist.
Option three, suicide.
I mean, yeah, that's always an option.
Yeah, that's always you might say you have two options. There's an invisible third.
No, it's pretty visible. I see it all the time.
Oh.
Like, man, I could just jump in front of that car. Fuck.
Suicide.
Only had
fetish.
Balls. Man.
Man, if I only had some gigantic balls, I would just jump out in the street and
just fucking coward's way out limp. My ass. I just fucking fuck. You look out like you're horny, you're like, fucking shit. Man, I want to jump in front of that car. Man, dude, itch. I just want to put that itch. Gun in my mouth. Damn, that car. They're ruining that Porsche car, right now.
That car's looking mighty fine. It's that front could, grill.
They're ruining that Toyota right now. Just fucking destroy it.
God, that tree. That man... I sure could just wrap around that tree right now.
I sure could just drive into that tree.
Damn.
Oh, the elementary school. I sure could just drive into it. Oh, dude, I used to live by preschool. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie. I used to every single day. I'm like, what if I just like...
just barrel through.
I constantly had that, you know, that look into the abyss.
Yeah.
That fucked ass thought. I just like, man, I could just like ruin so many lives. I just look and be like, 1, 2, 3, 12. I could ruin 12 families if I just like turned my wrist a little bit. That'd be fucked. Just.
Then you'll be on the news, and I'll be like, hey, I know that guy.
Hey, it's Joe.
That's my co-host. He finally did it. I'm so proud.
So proud of you, Joe. Go to my court hearing.
I'm in the
Your
back.
Honor. Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
You tell him. You tell him,
Everyone
Joe.
Everyone else is crying.
Way to be a man.
He went out of his
God,
own
your
terms.
Balls are huge.
So one guy just cheering at a court hearing for murdering like 8 children.
They have to drag me out. But then they bring me back in because then they think that I had something to do with it.
Yeah, you're a witness.
And I'm on the stand and I'm like, I mean... We talk about it every single day on our podcast.
You know, Joe talked about his dreams, but I never thought he'd live them up. He always talked about Allah's plan and killing small infidels.
He always told me that when he was a little boy, little baby boy, he just wanted to he couldn't wait to just learn how to drive a car and move up to a truck.
Or fly a plane.
And just ram it into a building. Specifically a preschool. I don't know why it had to be preschool, but bonus points, I guess. But I guess he will never get that plane dream.
Because I want it to be sadder, Joe. All right, new goal for the show. Get investigated by the FBI. Yep. That'd be pretty funny.
That would be our 100 episode special.
Getting investigated by the FBI.
Yeah.
we just gotta start spewing like
death to America. La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la. I did it. I definitely did it.
I did 9/11 when I was one. I did it
when I was two. I did it.
Yeah, we both did it. He was two. I was one. The happiest day of my life. Well, let's change the subject. I don't want to get a weird phone call.
Yeah. Well,
all right, but you weren't excited about Michael Bolton, and I'm a little bummed about that because yeah. That shit made me laugh for like probably 20 minutes. Watch Office Space, please.
Yeah. Well, now I have my own little space. I will watch as many movies as I want.
Good. Proud of you.
Speaking of movies, I watched Oppenheimer.
Hmm.
That movie was amazing.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you were going to hit me with the inner reverse. Be like, dude, fucking sucked. It
fucking sucked.
It's fucking no, it gay. Really... Fucking goddamn Christopher Nolan sucks dick.
I don't think... I love the movie, but at the same time, I feel like it's just a little bit overrated. Like, just a little bit.
Oh, it definitely is.
Because
like I haven't even watched it, but it has to be.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, leading up to creating the nuke and stuff was awesome. But at the same time, there's a lot of like filler shit that happens. I'm just like, could have cut that out, I guess. Because it's a 3-hour fucking movie.
Yeah.
But it's really fast paced, which is nice. But at the same time, they're spitting out all these like different theories and shit. Like, there was no real big moment of when they like, there was, but it wasn't like, there was no real moment of like why he wanted to make the nuke. Or like how it was just like it started and he had the theory already. They didn't really explain it. And then they're just like, oh, I'm going to make a bomb because that's what because it's a dying star. That's what the theory was. Dying stars explode.
Yeah.
So they're like, let's make a bomb. But it was happened so fast. I was just like, I don't, okay. And then there's a lot of going back and forth from like the present and the past. Typical Christopher Nolan, though. But it's like... because it kind of revolves around like a court hearing type of thing. And it's a lot of like retelling of how the nuke was made or like how Oppenheimer got to where he was. And that's fine. But at the same time, there's a lot of moments where it's like it'll be the past, and then it'll jump to the present for like a line or two, and then it'll go back to the past for like a line or two, and then it'll go back to the present. I'm like, okay, let's let it breathe, please. But still great visuals, awesome. The nuke, awesome.
Need to watch it.
It was very good. Still think. Well, I don't know. Might be Inception's my favorite of his. It might be better than Inception though.
Unpopular opinion. I think Christopher Nolan's overrated.
Yeah, I've sort of shifted to Denis Villeneuve to being my favorite. Used to be Christopher Nolan. Denis Villeneuve?
Oh. No, I don't know.
He did the new Dune and Prisoners. Blade Runner 2049.
I loved Prisoners. Hated Dune.
You didn't like Dune?
No.
What?
No, not at all.
I thought it was awesome.
I also, let me put it in, I'll probably have to rewatch it because I barely remember like the original one, like the David Lynch one. Yeah. And I was like, me and my girlfriend's dad were trashed and watched that one. And I just was hung up. There's a part where there's like a squirrel in a cave. I don't even know if it's real, but in my mind, I'm like, there's a squirrel fetus in this cave. And it bothered me for the entirety of the movie. I was like, no, that's, what the fuck is that?
I don't remember that.
No, there's just a part where it's like a little crevice in the mountains, whatever the fuck you call that. There's something there, and my eyes saw a squirrel fetus.
In the new one?
Yes, in the new one.
I'll have to rewatch it. I haven't watched it in a while. I need to rewatch it, see if I catch
it. No, if it was David Lynch, I'd just be like, all right, I don't get it. I don't get it.
It's normal for David Lynch, but I don't get it.
Yeah. But the new one was like, what in the fuck even is that? That's all I cared about. I was like, I'm checked out of everything else. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, that means something. Denis Villeneuve also did Blade Runner 2049. That movie.
That movie was tight. It is.
Sicario. He did Sicario.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. Arrival.
Okay, those are all very good movies.
Yeah. They're all different. That's what's good about them.
I was actually just watching Your guy Ritchie.
Which movie?
His newest one, Covenant. The Covenant. Oh,
did you like it?
I haven't finished it.
Oh. How far did you get? What was the last
one? Jake Gyllenhaal's passed out, and he took him to, like, some farmers or hunters or whatever.
Okay. He hasn't, like, done the long hike or whatever they call it.
I don't know. It's
okay.
It's cool. I love war movies.
I really liked that movie up until the very end. The very end lost me. Because it felt like military propaganda.
Oh, it probably is.
Because it's like, it's just showing off how badass the military is, and then whenever the helicopter comes in, it's like
spoilers.
Whenever Osama bin Laden comes back from the grave and he goes, whatever, I forgot what he says. I have to rewatch
the movie. That'd be pretty cool. It'd be pretty cool if Osama came in.
Yeah.
Like the South Park movie. Yeah. He's got a little dick. That'd be pretty cool. I would love if a movie did that.
Something like South Park.
Yeah.
Something ballsy.
I wish all movies were South Park. Yeah.
Yeah. We need more. Yeah. We just need more people like Matt Stone and Trey Parker, who just don't give a fuck.
We're Kim Jong-il sounds like, oh, hero. Oh, hero.
Hero.
Oh, that shit has, like, penetrated deep into my soul. Like, that's why every time we're like, oh, I'm an Asian guy, I'm just like, oh, hero. Oh, it's me. But that's what all Asian people sound like. Sounds like Kim Jong-il from Team America.
Yeah. God, I haven't watched that movie in such a long time.
I haven't either. That movie's so fucking funny, though.
Darker, darker.
Darker, darker. Muhammad Jihad. Yeah, if this movie, if Covenant by Guy Ritchie was like the translator.
Every single time someone speaks, it's just darker, darker, Muhammad Jihad.
Yeah, it's just the, you know, the civilians with the translator, and he's just like, yeah. Darker, darker. And the civilian's like, oh, Muhammad Jihad. Yeah. The translator looks at Jake Gyllenhaal and he's like, he says there's no bombs here.
No, but Jake Gyllenhaal is like, what are they saying? And the translator turns and he goes, Durka Durka, Muhammad Jihad. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
I thought you were a translator.
You're loose. It really was just like an 80s movie. And so far, it's just like, you're a loose cannon, Ahmad. Ahmad.
Yeah.
Ahmad, you're just a loose cannon.
You're supposed to be a translator.
You're just, right. You're, I am the
translator.
Captain. Ahmad's son was killed by the Taliban. Why'd you reveal this before? Because, sir, darker, darker. Muhammad Jihad.
No!
No! The traitor!
I trusted you!
It's like that one guy early on that, like, betrays them. He's, the whole time, he just doesn't speak English. He's darker, darker.
What is he saying?
We think chow chow, darker, darker. That's right. Outstanding. Sir, he's a traitor. How can you tell?
Just look at him.
Durka, durka, Muhammad Jihad.
Believe me, I'm a translator.
The translator starring Jacob Statham.
Believe me.
Believe me, you're goddamn right. Translator.
I'm the translator.
I'm the goddamn translator.
I have to fight fucking Megalodon sharks.
Brown, once again, brown face fits perfectly into this movie. He's, I want to find this fucking terrorist. Kill my wife. Kill my son.
They brought those damn sharks here.
Brought the goddamn Megalodon.
I can't do good Jason Statham.
I can't. I'm doing Australian, dude. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm slipping in Australian.
He just sees like a brown guy. He's like, oh, a durka durka. The guy's like, he's like speaking real language, and Jason Statham's like, yes, Muhammad Jihad. Says they're in here.
Goes in. There's bombs everywhere.
That would be fucking, that'd be awesome. Jason Statham, the translator. Guy Ritchie's the translator starring Jason Statham.
He was coming out with a new movie with what's his name? Henry Cavill. It's like Ungentlemanly Warfare or something like that.
I've seen some pics from that. It's on a boat. I'm not really sure what it is.
I don't remember like when it takes place, but it kind of reminds me of like Inglourious Basterds, where they're just killing Nazis.
Hell yeah!
But Henry Cavill's in it. What's his name from The League is in it? Thad. Was it League or is it Blue Mountain State?
The League. Like the TV show?
Yeah.
Was he in? Nick Kroll?
No, Alan Ritchson. He plays the new Reacher. It was Blue Mountain State.
Alan Rickerson.
He played Rickerson. Thad. He played Thad Castle on Blue Mountain State.
Oh, the guy that's Jack Reacher now, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or yeah, whatever. He's Reacher now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad. I'm happy for him. Dude, that guy's career was going nowhere.
Yeah.
Now,
thanks to Michael Bay.
Oh, he's everything.
Yeah.
What Michael Bay movie was he in?
The Ninja Turtles.
Oh, he played Ralph. Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Oh, they're not good.
I was just like, 10 years ago, I saw him in Blue Mountain State. I was like, oh, hell yeah, that dude's life's going to be sad. And now he's coming out with everything. I'm like, oh, hell yeah, dude.
Dad. And he's huge. Like,
he's huge.
Muscle bound. He is massive.
Hell yeah, dude.
And
shout out to Thad from Blue Mountain State. Career's picking up.
Yeah.
Football career laid down a little bit. But he's now Jack Reacher. And in some Guy Ritchie film. He should be Batman.
I think he'd be a great Batman.
I think he should. I think they should go a different way with Batman.
I think
they should make Batman like the most unlikable person ever.
Yeah.
No, they should. They should be like, I'm rich.
I'm Batman.
I'm fucking. Yeah, he tells everybody he's Batman.
So he doesn't even beat up. He doesn't even beat up just, the criminals. He just comes in. I'm Batman.
Yeah. Batman. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
I want whenever they.
He doesn't wear a mask. He's just like, yeah. I'm Batman.
It's just he. It's Alan Richardson with the tightest Batman T-shirt. And he just walks up.
I'm Batman.
And walks away.
At a party.
Yeah.
Some girls. He's like, just, you know, I'm Batman. I kind of want to rewatch Blue Mountain State. What the fuck is that on? That was awesome.
I don't know. I was just looking it up. I didn't see where it was on.
Because me and my buddies just be like, dude, that's what college is going to be like. And then none of us made it there.
Oh, it's on Tubi? What
the Tubi? Fuck? It's on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Freebie, the CW, Plex, Amazon. Tubi, whatever the fuck those are. And then Amazon. It's on Amazon.
Speaking of Batman.
Shout out. Alan Richardson.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I hope the next time, because of the new DC shit, I want Batman to be Ninja Batman. I'm tired of walking tank Batman.
Amiz is so Batman. Starring Alan Richardson.
Oh. Your excuses are like water.
Your excuses are like water.
Oh.
As a rat man.
Yeah.
But yeah, hell yeah, dude. Blue Mountain State.
But anyway, Batman and Blue Mountain State.
Crossover?
Batman plays
most likely starring directed by Guy Ritchie starring yeah. Guy Ritchie.
Christian Bale comes back as Batman.
Christian Bale, yep, we definitely get him.
Yeah.
What was that shit, what was that old show? It was like Batman as a high schooler. It was an old animated show
as a high schooler.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
I don't remember that.
It was like, I swear to God, I feel like it was like Young Justice.
Oh, well, there was a show called Young Justice, but Batman wasn't a part of it. Batman was just Batman. He wasn't a kid. They had Robin.
What?
Because it was all the proteges of the main line of the main Justice League. So you had Robin and Superboy.
Oh, that sucks. All right, well, what about Gotham? I've seen clips of Gotham. They pop up in my feed.
I tried to watch it because my brother, I don't think he finished it, but I tried to watch it. I don't like it. It's weird.
Oh, I didn't either. Yeah, I tried to watch it too. And it was like, just Alfred being like, Master Bruce.
Master Wayne.
If I could just undress Master Bruce. Believe.
I just thought it was dumb. I just thought it was dumb that there was no Batman, but all the Batman villains were there. And I was like, this makes no sense.
But I got like probably two episodes deep and I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
But I see clips pop up all the time because I'll just be at work. I'll just be scrolling through clips.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, whatever. And then I just, Marshall White, let me shut your dick. It'll just be a bunch of Gotham clips. And it'll just be like Bruce Wayne. I've seen like a bunch of teenage Bruce Wayne who's mm-hmm. just like getting beaten up by drug dealers. It's like, oh, it's young little Brucey Bruce. And I was like,
this guy's supposed to be Batman.
Well, also, just no one talks like this. Why the fuck why are you dealing drugs with this like rich kid that will snitch on you?
Brucey Bruce.
Yeah, all I've really gathered from it is like Bruce Wayne goes out and mingles with the common folk. He gets like some white trash girlfriend, and then like, you know, her dad beats him up or something, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching him like, yeah, just no one, like, this wouldn't happen. Just no one would talk to this guy. They're like, oh, his dad's rich. Okay. Oh, stay the fuck away from him. just don't talk to him. Because it's never like, you know, it's like a typical trope in movies and TV shows, like, oh, let's try to get one over than the rich kid.
Yeah.
No, it's never. It's like, I want to do business with you. What do you think, 13-year-old boy?
13-year-old baby boy.
13-year-old baby boy. What? I want to go into business with you. Now, I've got a shipment of heroin coming in. I know you're personal friends with Commissioner Gordon, so just don't tell him. I've got a shipment of heroin coming in. You're not Batman, right? Okay, cool. All right.
I really hope you don't grow up to be one of the greatest crime fighters in superhero history, because I have a huge shipment of drug money coming in that I have to launder, and as well as my heroin, and I also have to keep a tab on my cocaine dealers. So,
no, they really will be like, oh, it's Bruce Wayne. What are you, a narc? And he'll be like, no. And I'll be like, all right, cool. All right, so the drugs are coming in the harbor at about 4 p.m. So if you'll go pick them up.
Little baby boy, pick up my drugs.
Then I guess he thwarts the plans.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know what the fuck he does. I just see the clips where they just see Bruce Wayne. And they're just, it's a child. And they're just like, all right. I punched you twice, so the drug. I know I can beat you. The drugs are coming in at 4 p.m. If you'll take my daughter and go pick them up, then you're in
my
the
daughter.
Crew.
Also, your girlfriend. You know, you better not fuck
my daughter. You're fucking, which makes me trust you. If you fuck my daughter,
after I've given
you're one
you
of us.
After I gave you the second black eye, that's right. Yeah. You already got your
I just
eye
had
makeup.
To hit you twice.
You already got your eye makeup on. Just go ahead and put on the mask. I know you're Batman.
All right, so I fucked my daughter. My crew's fucked my daughter. Oh, you fucked my daughter. All right. Just let me hit you twice and you're in. It's the two black eye crew.
Two
criminal guys. Crew.
Two black eyes crew.
The two black eyes at once crew. That's what we're called.
Is it
Bruce, our boss, like, Penguin?
Bruce like stops everything. He's like, wait, is it black eyes or black guys? Black eyes.
What are you, a fucking gay?
I just gotta be sure.
And they all speak in like that weird, like, you don't know. It's like a mix between like all northern cities. It's like, guy, you don't know what the fuck your black guy is.
It's like
the black guy's crew.
It's like, it's almost Newsies, but not. And then like a little bit of like New York thrown in it.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's like the old cartoons where it's like, yeah, it's the bat, it's the bat guy.
Nah,
yeah,
Shane.
Get him. That's how they all speak. Yeah. It's like, I don't believe these are real people.
I I want them to speak like in the Arkham games.
Yes, it's a bat.
You hit like an old man.
Yeah. Speak like someone's grandmother.
God, those are the best.
Those are
inmates
the best.
From Arkham. Oh my God.
They're awesome.
You hit like an old man, and then you're flying across the screen.
You're beating the shit out of them. That was the best. Where they're like,
yeah,
talking shit, and you're just like fucking them.
My favorite, there was one point where I was dying laughing. You know when you could like unlock the throw move and you like,
yeah,
throw them off the cliff and they like die?
Yeah.
I remember one time I threw a guy off and one of the other inmates was like, are you okay? And he just splats on the ground hitting the fucking rocks at the bottom. Are you okay? That man is dead. Oh man.
They'll never make him like that again.
No. I need to play those again.
Is Rocksteady making the new... They are, right? The Justice League Kills or the Suicide Squad Kills or something?
Yeah, they made that. It came out two weeks ago.
And it's dog shit.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing both, like... I've heard like if you like those types of games, you'll like it. But for the most part, it's not great. Like if you like Destiny or if you like the... Did you ever play the Avengers game?
Fuck no, no.
Okay. From what I've seen...
The thing looked like a pile of shit coming out.
Yeah. Luckily, it went out for free on PlayStation one time and I tried it. The story is not bad. Like, I like the idea. But my God, that game sucked.
I don't think I'll ever play, unless they come out with, like, Insomniac Spider-Man 3. I think I'm done on superhero games.
Lucky for you, Insomniac Spider-Man 3 is coming out in 2029.
Oh, hell yeah. And I'll play that Wolverine game.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm out. I'm Insomniac loyal.
Yeah.
Because I played Midnight Sun, and it was just too...
Is it
the
good?
The dialogue was too shitty. The gameplay's fun.
Okay.
But goddamn, dude. The dialogue and all the other shit takes me so out.
Okay. Because I keep hearing, like, semi-decent things about it, and I'm like, I might pick it up if it goes on sale, but... I don't know. If the dialogue is bad, I don't...
It wouldn't be a big deal if it wasn't a huge part of it. Like, I found myself just... I like story-based games.
Yeah.
This isn't a story-based game, but there is so much goddamn story.
Yeah.
I was just pressing spacebar, skipping all of it. Because it's just, like, so fucking cringy. Yeah. A weird... It's Marvel movies at its worst.
Yeah, all the time. Super, like the, he's right behind me, isn't he? That corny.
Yeah, shit dialogue. Like that. And it wants you to, like, interact with all your teammates. Yeah. And all your teammates suck dick. And it's like, I really don't care about them outside of combat. Like, they can do some stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's one, it was kind of, it was probably 4 hours in. Like, I played a lot of it just because I love XCOM. And I was like, this is, like, new XCOM stuff. But it was like, we got to throw a birthday party for some character I've never heard of. And then, like, they threw the birthday. And it was like,
isn't the basis of the game, like, the world's ending because some fucking zombie queen is doing shit?
Yeah, like, you're her son, and she's bringing zombies or hypnotizing people. Like I said, I skipped most of the dialogue. Because I don't care. But yeah, it's like, your mom coming to get you. Wants you to join her. She, like, hypnotizes some of the characters, and then, like, you've got the Midnight Suns, and then you've got, like, Iron Man and Doctor Strange. Yeah. And not the Hulk. I think you can get the Hulk eventually, or if that's an expansion pack, but you talk to Bruce Banner. But, Tony Stark sucks. Doctor Strange isn't that bad. Everyone else sucks a fat dick. Blade's okay, but he's still just kind of like, this isn't how Blade would talk.
Yeah.
Blade there's Captain Marvel too. There's a point where Blade's like, I have a crush on Captain Marvel. And I'm just like, what the fuck? I just want to kill, like,
he says that?
Zombies and shit. Yeah, he's like, what do you think she thinks of me? I'm like, I got a crush on her. I'm going to start a book club. There's missions, dude, where you're in a book club. You can't skip that.
Yeah, I'm not going to get that game. I'm not going to get that game.
Yeah, you can rush through all that, which is what I did. I just rushed through all the shit, and you miss out on, like, perks and upgrades and stuff, but I was like, I don't fucking care. This sucks.
I'll have to see if it's on, because PlayStation has that, like, Game Pass thing. I have that. I have to see if it's on there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If it's on there, I'll pay for it.
Yeah. Or I'll see if it's on Xbox Game Pass.
Because it was pretty much like, oh, man, fun for, like, 20 to 30 minutes. I mean, some of the missions were pretty long, so it was probably, like, almost an hour. Right. 40 minutes to an hour. And then it's just like, all right, tell some random lady you've never heard of, talk to her about how much you are remorseful for your mom killing her family.
What the fuck is that, therapy session?
There's a lot of therapy sessions, yeah.
Jesus.
It's like, God damn it, can I just fucking play the game?
Isn't it also like a card system, kind of?
Yeah, I wasn't thrilled about the card system, but
But it's still more or less just XCOM.
Yeah, it's XCOM.
Okay.
I mean, no, it's not XCOM. No, it's not XCOM.
Okay.
Nothing will be XCOM.
Yeah. True.
No, because it's not permadeath. Big staple of XCOM.
Okay. Well, I guess card based. I guess you can't really do that with a Marvel game, unless you had a never-ending roster of every single Marvel hero. But even then,
that would be fucking dope. If, like, because XCOM always had, like, game ends.
Yeah,
if you just ran out of characters, the game would end. That would be fucking awesome.
I guess you can do that with Midnight Suns. Midnight Suns.
Yeah.
The only
thing that ties it is it's turn-based.
Okay.
And it's card-based, like, and if everyone, you know, people get knocked down, or injured or whatever, and they're just out for a couple days or whatever.
Gotcha. I mean, I'll see.
Yeah,
if it's free on since. If it's free on the Game Pass stuff, I might try it, but I don't know.
I mean, if you were like a diehard fan of Marvel, you'd probably be down for it.
I do want to, like, the only reason that I wanted to play it in the first place is because they had Ghost Rider, but they had, like, the newer version of Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah.
The one with the car. And I really like that version.
And I never at the beginning of the game, they have the old school Ghost Rider.
Right. Oh, yeah, doesn't
he? And then you just never see him again.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, no, you don't ever see him again unless, like, that's towards the end of the game. So I feel like I gotta check how long I played that game because it feels like eternity.
Right.
It feels like I played it way too long. Let's see.
Yeah, I've been kind of looking for new games to play. I did just get the new Helldivers, though.
What's that?
Basically, Starship Troopers.
That sounds dope.
And, like, the whole... I mean, it's like Starship Troopers. Like, the whole thing's about democracy and freedom and peace, and it's, like, goofy and funny.
Yeah.
But it's also fucking awesome to just annihilate bugs and robots.
Alright, I played Midnight Suns for 241 hours.
Jesus.
Yeah, I thought, God damn it, I've wasted so much of my life. I will never play that again. I'm done with that.
You need to get
Baldur's Gate. What was the game called?
Helldivers 2.
I did.
It's on PlayStation and on PC.
Yeah, I'll probably get it on PlayStation. Because I need to finish Ghost of Tsushima, honestly.
Oh, great game. But yeah, you need to get Baldur's Gate. If you like XCOM, you need to get Baldur's Gate. Like, like now. Because it's...
I know, I just...
It's...
Oh, shit.
You got the squad base... You have the permadeath. I mean, there is a chance for permadeath. You can bring them back, though. But it's like, it's very, it depends on what you do throughout the story.
So like, is it kind of like Wasteland?
I've never played Wasteland, but maybe.
So like, someone dies and you can bring them back, like you have a certain amount of turns.
Yeah, so it's like they will die, but there's like a death saving roll, and if they roll 3 I guess they have 3 saves, you can just pick them up. But if they lose the 3 saves, they will die. And you'll need a like revive scroll, and then you can bring them back. Or you can speak to somebody and you pay gold and they'll bring them back. But if you do like a story specific thing, like a person in your party can just outright kill them in a cutscene and you can't bring them back.
Damn.
So yeah.
All right, that's kind of cool. Yeah, I need to play Baldur's Gate.
But yeah, it's awesome. Like, so much. There's so much in that fucking game. And there's also just, like, so many different ways you can go about it. It is. It's just stupid how much content is in that game.
I've gotten 3 games recently. 1 new, 2 old. Enjoyed all of them.
What'd you get?
I got Sons of the Forest.
I need to play that more.
It's I mean, it's just, it's the forest with a lot more shit.
Yeah.
I loved the forest, and this is just...
The forest, too.
Pretty much. Well, there's more weapons, basically.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. There's more shit in it. It's the same game. I need to finish it. I got close. I fucking grinded that shit for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I only got 62 hours, but I fucking hauled ass on that thing for like a weekend. I got the original Deus Ex.
I've always wanted to play those. I played the demo of the first one, I think. Was the first one Human Evolution? Something
that was like the reboot, I think.
Oh, you're thinking, or you're saying like the original?
I'm talking about like 2001.
Okay.
The OG.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, I never played the OGs.
And then I have Brothers in Arms Road to Hill 30.
Oh.
Which I've very much enjoyed. It's very cheap, dude. I highly recommend you try it out. Looks like shit, but, and looks like shit, sounds like shit, but it's got a pretty cool mechanic in it. Got like the, you know, you're on the ground, boots on the ground, Call of Duty, but then you have like the strategy menu where you can command your squad. That's pretty cool.
You need to get,
there are like three of them.
You need to get Hell Let Loose.
Oh, dude, I've been watching videos about that. I really want to get it, but I do not want to be an amateur in that game.
You're gonna be an amateur.
I know, but I feel like I don't have enough time.
Yeah,
to get really in depth with that game, because you know it's gonna be like the Battlefield one where you're gonna. One game's going to take like 3 hours or something.
Oh, yeah. I don't have the patience for it because it's like, oh my God. Because I always try and play it. My brother plays it and I want to play it with him. But it's like, I spawn, I run for like 10 minutes, get one tapped in the head, and then I have to wait like 30 seconds to respawn. And I'm running again, and I just can't see anything. I'm just like, I can't. I don't have the patience to like learn like placing an outpost and like the proper way to attack the objective, and also the fucking wannabe Marines that are like they know everything.
People taking it super serious.
Yeah.
Because
you have like the commander, and you're in constant communication with the squad leaders, which is cool.
Squad leaders give orders. Yeah, it's a really cool concept. And when I see it, I'm like, man, I want to play that, but it's not gonna work.
But then every time I join a game, it's all those fucking assholes that are just like, you're gonna do this. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah,
you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. Like you're not making it fun.
Yeah.
Just let me grab my friends and let me just blow shit up and kill Nazis.
It's not the game to bullshit. It's like the Civil War reenactment games.
Yeah.
Where it's another... like, we gotta fall in line and fucking...
Another game Looks you cool. might like, although it's a little bit more like Call of Duty, it's Insurgency Sandstorm.
I checked that out too, yeah. Too hardcore for me. I've told you, I'm at the point where I just.
Well, the thing with that one, the thing with that one though is that it's just more. It's just game modes. Like it's not, you know, 3 hour long games. Like there's a game that's like just straight up TDM or, domination. You just have your loadout and go. But yeah, it's that like, hyper realistic. Like you get shot in the face once you're dead.
I'm fine with that. Fine with that. Like, I was really interested in it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't trust myself with a game like that again.
Okay.
I will waste so much of my life and time on it. Dude, you know how many I lost her. I lost probably, months of my life in a relationship on Call of Duty Modern Warfare. So I won't play a COD again. And then
Well,
I even
lucky for
steer away
you,
from
the
RPGs.
rest of these Call of Duties have been dog shit.
Oh yeah.
The new one's not
I probably
bad,
would have
but
played them, but they come out too quick.
yeah. Battlefield's better.
Nah, dude, the new Battlefield sucks.
Well, I meant Battlefield in general. Also,
Oh,
the
no, for
new
sure.
Battlefield has gotten better. I haven't played it in a while, but they made it more like classic Battlefield. But I'm done with the operators. I want them to stop with operators. I don't like that
Me too.
trend.
That checked me out immediately. Battlefield 1 was great.
I didn't love Battlefield 1. It was okay.
Really, dude, I love that shit.
Yeah. Did
Played
not
the
like
fuck
Battlefield
out of that.
5. I have no idea what the fuck they did with Battlefield 5, but that was
Battlefield
dog
5
shit.
sucked.
That was bad.
Yeah.
My all-time favorite is Battlefield 3.
Battlefield 3 was awesome.
I would always run assault with an M416, and I would always be number one on the leaderboard with like 12,000 points because I would just sit at the tunnel and just res people and throw out the little med packs.
Hell yeah.
I was the greatest medic. And then
Because
you
you
go
like to
to
heal.
yeah. And then you go
Yeah.
to Caspian Border, greatest map of all time. Throw some C4 on the trucks, on the cars, and just go head on into a tank and blow it up. Gah. Great
Those were the
times.
glory days. Battlefield 3 and 4 and Bad Company too. Did you play any of
Yeah.
that?
I had the demo for Bad Company 2, but I never fully played it. And then I had Battlefield 4. I didn't play as much Battlefield 4 as Battlefield 3.
Battlefield 3 was probably the pinnacle.
Yeah. And then they did.
4 was
Then
just the
they.
same thing over again.
It. 4 was like a more polished 3. With like a little bit more futuristic stuff towards the end. And then they did the Cops and
Maybe I don't
Robbers
really
game, and that
remember.
one sucked.
But yeah, I never played that.
I played the beta, and I was like, nah. It was just weird. It's like, yeah, let's give
I
you
thought it was a cool
street.
idea.
It's a cool idea, but it's like, why are you giving street cops and street thugs military grade weaponry and fucking artillery?
Oh, what is that one game? I want to get into that game. Ready or not?
I have that game. I need to play it now since it's full release. That game is awesome. Oh no, I did play it on full release. I played it for a little bit. They added a thing. It's so fucking cool. So, it was in the training mode. I don't know how it will work exactly with like the actual missions, but they're training you on how to split up the team, your squad, and like attack separate doors. And it was like, have blue squad go to the blue door, red squad go to red door. And you would choose to be which squad to go with. And whichever squad you weren't with, it gave you the heads up display on one of the AI bots. And it'll be in like the top right corner of the screen, and you see exactly what they're doing. And I was like, this is sick. And you're like,
That sounds sick.
so I'll be like with blue squad, and I'll tell blue to like kick down the door and flashbang it, and then I'll tell red squad to just kick it down and like go in. And I'll be with blue, and I'm waiting there. And they'll kick down the door and flashbang it, and in the top right corner, I see Red Squad just kick down the door and running around and killing people. And I'm like, this is cool. That's cool.
Damn.
So, yeah.
While you were saying that, I was watching the trailer and I'm fucking hyped now. I want to run it.
I need to play it more. I'm waiting. Well, my friend wants to get it, but he won't buy it. I mean, it's $50. Doesn't need to be that much.
It's $37.
It's on sale?
Yeah, it's on sale. $37.49.
I have to text him. Because that game is awesome. And then, like, it's also police brutality at its finest.
Hell yeah, dude.
Because you can just walk in, shoot a guy in the face, and then they're just like, I forgot what they call them, tag them or something. Because you have to, like...
Tag them and bag them?
No, you have to, like, if you either handcuff somebody or...
You gotta radio in.
Yeah, they radio it in, but I forgot what they call it. I think they just say call it in, actually. Yeah, I think they just call it in. But, yeah, you can just walk in, shoot a guy in the face.
I'll be just fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow. But still, I won't let sorrow bring me way down.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.